And we're joined again by Phoebe Marr of the U.S. Institute of Peace and retired U.S. Army Major General William Nash. Phoebe Marr, first on the vote in Sunni areas, what does this election mean for Iraq's Sunni minority, which for so long ruled the country?
Well, the Sunnis are estimated to be 15 to 20% of the population, and if we take them as a sectarian group, which they're not in general, they can never win an election because they're a minority. So they're going from a privileged position to a marginal one. But not all Sunnis think the same. There was Sunni participation in several parties, and they run a gamut from people who can identify on political interest and so on. But the turnout and the vote in Sunni areas will be incredibly important because they are stoking to a large extent the insurgency and must somehow, many of them, be brought into the political process when it's over.
Do you worry at all about reprisals by newly empowered Shia? Reprisal attacks?
Not as much as many people, because I think, in fact, the political news in Iraq is better than the military news and the insurgency. There have been a number of compromises behind the scenes and more discipline in these communities, particularly in the Shia community, than I think most people realize. So I'm really not too worried.
General Nash, there's been caution from all quarters that today's vote would not end the violence in Iraq. But I'm wondering, might there be some psychological impact on the insurgency, given how well it seems to have gone?
Oh, I think so. First of all, you need to realize that the security plan was very sound and well executed by both coalition, primarily American forces. But the Iraqi forces did their duty today. And though it was an unusual set of circumstances, the security plan worked extremely well. But that's not to say that the insurgency is over by any means. And there will be some counterattacks, if you will. But at the same time, a reasonably large turnout and participation, despite all the threats, and Zarqawi's statement that they rendered grievous blows against the democratic process today, will be seen as nonsense. And when you make nonsensical remarks, your credibility goes with it, and that will lessen the support for the insurgency.
Phoebe Marr, what about Kurdistan? Are you concerned about any kind of a push for independence from the Kurds in the north?
There is a certain push from the ground level, and that referendum movement, which took the vote outside the polling places, is an interesting thing to watch. The leadership, which is more mature, realizes the difficulties, is going to try to sort of keep a lid on it. But among the younger generation, there's a considerable kind of push, not so much perhaps, well, as much independence as they can get, let's put it that way.
All right. Thank you, Phoebe Marr and General Nash. We'll come back to you both in a few moments.